Chuck and Kelly, it is 6:48. We are joined by financial analyst Ryan Boucher. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Very good. So California, these wildfires, devastating, death toll up to 17, and mostly, I guess, in Napa, Sonoma County's wine country. So tourism, and I would imagine wine, the wine industry is going to take a big, big blow here.
This is going to have a tremendous impact. It's so, you know, you see the pictures and everything else. It's so scary what we're looking at. And a lot of these areas that in the past were kind of shielded from these wildfires are being affected, especially some of these cities. It's really scary to see. And when you look at the California wine industry, California wines make up about 85% of the total U.S. wine industry. So that's going to have a tremendous impact. It's about a $35 billion industry, the wines coming from that region. So when you take those numbers and you think of what the impact of these fires could have there, it's pretty scary. There's approximately 100,000 jobs tied to it. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. I don't know if we'll see it in the prices immediately. I think it may be because of the production cycle of some of these wines, maybe, you know, a couple years out. But, you know, as prices rise, you know, how does that affect that industry? Do consumers go to, you know, international wines? Do they go to different regions? You know, it's a scary prospect, and who knows what's going to happen, but it's definitely going to have a big, big impact.
If for a long time, too, like you mentioned, because with wine in vineyards, you have to replant and regrow and cultivate and let it age and all that stuff. So there's a long process that's involved with rebuilding a winery, too. And this might be a good time to try some New York wines.
Absolutely. No, it could definitely help the New York and local vineyards. And some of the grapes that have yet to be picked, I guess, are some of the Cabernets, some of the ones that actually take longer to produce and are more of the probably more expensive wines. So, you know, those high-end wines in the long run could see some tremendous price increase based on what their production levels are going to be and how badly they could be affected. It's really scary out there.
Saw a bunch of stories where it seems like the trend of the last few years is being reversed. More stores are going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day. It's kind of a shift in retail. The big thing, you know, three or four years ago was everybody open on Thanksgiving.
I know, and thank God they're reversing that trend. I can never figure out why these stores were opening. You know, they started going earlier and earlier on Friday morning, and then they started creeping into Thursday. And you know, Thanksgiving's a great holiday to be with your family, your friends, to you know, stay and watch some football, eat. I mean, I can't imagine why these stores are opening today. I like the trend reversing. I think probably the big reason why, to be honest, is more having to do with the shift to online retail and knowing that, you know, if they put the sales online, they could probably do just as well as they could do by opening their brick and mortar store. So I bet that actually has more of an impact than people really fighting back at the fact that you know, they have to go to work on Thanksgiving, because I think shoppers were still going. I don't think there was any lack of shoppers on that day.
And Netflix is raising prices again, I guess, what, just because they can, right?
They can, although, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. There's so much competition there, and as they go a little bit pricey, I mean, they're still going to be a little bit more expensive than Hulu and Amazon, some of these other services that are out there. I'm curious to see at what point is that you know, too high for the consumer. There's so many options, but you also look at it. I mean, the highest I think it's going in the HD level of Netflix is going from $10 to $11. You look at HBO, I think those services are $15, $16 a month. So it's going up. It's not going up all that much. I think it's still affordable, but you know, there's really no good package out there. You talk about all the costs, the cord cutters, but when you look at what your options are, you still have to get, you know, Netflix for TV shows, yep, maybe an HBO or something for movies. You still want to get some local channels, so maybe you have a dumbed down version of your local cable. Then maybe you want some sports, so you need to get some other package. When you add it all up, it comes close to what the cost of having regular cable. So it's, you know, this whole trend. Hopefully, at some point, you do have a a la carte type of option, but there's really no perfect, you know, option out there for TV if you want all those different things between local news, business news, sports, and movies, whatever it may be.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of homework and mix and match. You hear Ryan and Steve Boucher every Saturday, noontime, WGY, 720-3333, offices in historic downtown Troy, Saratoga Springs, always online, boucher.com. Thanks, Ryan.
Hey, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You bet.
You
Take
too.
Care.